Creating Change with Doug Foresta, a show dedicated to creativity and emotional healing. Creating Change on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Creating Change. And my guest today is Autumn Tompkins, and we're going to be talking about writer's block and how writer's block is actually a myth. So Autumn is going to share with us her point of view about how there really isn't such a thing as writer's block. And I know, again, that most of you are entrepreneurs of some type, coaches, heart-centered people, and obviously people that are interested in creativity. And, you know, at some point in your life, I'm willing to bet that you might have had a block and come up with come up against your own fears. And I certainly know that I have. So I really am very pleased to have Autumn on today to talk about this important topic, say a little bit about her, and bring her right on. Autumn Tompkins, first of all, I want to say you can learn more about her at inkwellcopy.com. That's I-N-K-W-E-L-L copy.com. And Autumn is the head SaaS master at Inkwell Copy. She's a nail-biting, southern comfort-loving, poker-playing, adventure-seeking, animal-adoring tattoo addict who has a way with words. And writing to increase your revenue is her passion. And like I said, it's just an absolute pleasure to have with me Autumn Tompkins. Autumn, thank you for joining me.
Hi, Doug. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. So, yes, I mean, why don't we start with this idea? I thought this was really fascinating when we were talking about, you know, having you come on the show. And I know we've talked before about this idea of, you know, that there isn't really such a thing as writer's block. Now, can you explain what you mean by that for people who say, but I've struggled with writing? How could you say writer's block is a myth?
Well, I say that it's a myth because a lot of people get bogged down with writing. And it's one of those, they're doing the same thing. They're writing about the same concept, or, you know, say they're writing a novel or their personal memoir. What it all comes down to is it's not a block. It's a lack of creativity. And this lack of creativity, you know, it's not something that we can really go deep into this. And I say that everyone is a creative being. They have creative energy. So a block is just where they're not at their creative finest.
So tell me more about, like, what would keep me from being at my creative finest?
Well, there's a lot of different things that could do this. But the biggest one that I see as a lack of creativity is because they're focused on the same subject matter. Again, if they're writing, you know, a science fiction novel, perhaps they've just been writing for too long about that. And they're so concentrated and focused that they can't seem to spark their creativity. They can't seem to get their juices flowing.
So what would you suggest then in terms of, you know, if I'm writing, I mean, whether this is writing, I know you work with people on their copy. But you know, whatever type of writing that I'm doing, if I'm feeling stuck, I mean, what would you suggest that I do to get unstuck?
Well, for writing purposes, if you're feeling stuck, and I know I both do the same thing, like I said, everybody has the ability to be creative, but sometimes we're just too focused on the same subject matter that we need to switch it up. We need to have a change of pace. And try writing about a different topic. Try writing something. I know, because I'm a copywriter, say I'm working on someone's press release and I'm just, you know, I'm too close to it and I have to step away. So then I will switch and write maybe a press or a sales page, or maybe write someone's bio instead. Just switching up the subject matter can often get those creative juices flowing again.
Yeah, so I like what you're saying, you know, that, I mean, I really like what you're saying that, you know, you can change the, a lot of times what happens is we just keep doing the same thing over, you know, what I say, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So, I mean, at some point, let's say though that, so if I'm working on the copy for my website, like I need to finish it at some point. Are you saying though, like, go do something else, go write about something else, and then I can come back to what I was doing before?
Absolutely. And again, that all comes with planning and knowing that a lot of people, a deadline will loom, and whether that's one set by a client or self-imposed, sometimes that really causes a block. And in order to properly be creative, you need to plan for enough time to say that, okay, I need to step away from this project, move on to something else to reinvigorate my creativity, and then come back to it.
You know, it's funny as you say that. I mean, I think about in my life today that I just don't, this is going to sound so smug, but I don't mean it to be. I don't really experience writer's block just because I think I have so many things that I do and I constantly am moving between them that, I mean, I never really thought of it this way, but I think that's what I do is it's like, okay, if I hit a wall on something, I move on to something else. I guess I just don't experience it. You know, I don't experience it as a block. I just experience it as let me move on to the next thing. And I hadn't thought about that before, but you know, I don't really experience, I've got lots of other challenges in my life, but writer's block is not really one of them. Cause I do just keep moving, you know, from one, I'm always moving between projects.
Well, and that's exactly, Doug, why I think that writer's block is a myth. Because when you step away and you move on to another task, it helps you rest on that subject. And then when you come back to it, you have all these new ideas. It's almost like hitting a refresh button. And it's not so much of a block as it is knowing how to manage your creativity.
And then if you create this whole story about how I'm stuck in writer's block, you're going to be stuck in writer's block, right?
That's exactly it.
So I'm I'm just fishing listeners going, well, aren't you precious, Doug? But what about, you know, what about for people that aren't necessarily writers per se, but maybe they're artists or creatives of some other type. You know, I know that people get stuck in not just in writing, but also stuck in other forms of, of creativity. I mean, I wonder what your thoughts are about that.
Well, I believe that because everyone is creative, that everyone suffers from some sort of lack of creativity at some point or another, whether that be fine artists, even actors. Even I know myself as I like to dabble in coaching for writing, that I often find myself at a lack for what I'm going to do. And I think it all comes down to, as being a creative individual, that sometimes our subconscious really gets in our way. We'll have fear or anxiety, perhaps about taking a creative risk. And I know that can really cause a lack of creativity or a block. And I think that every creative experiences it.
Yeah, so I mean, I love the way that you're sharing this, which really is about, like you said, it really is about managing our creativity or managing our creative energy.
Absolutely. And that's the one thing, I think that a lot of our own problems can cause this creative block, this lack of creativity. You know, sometimes our subconscious will just say, oh, well, you're not as good as that artist, or you're not as soulful is that musician, and therefore it causes us to have self-doubt. And when self-doubt creeps in, and I mean, that can kill creativity right there.
And one of the things, so I'm curious about your thoughts about, you know, this is a perennial thing that, you know, I think it's one of the reasons why people don't create or people don't push through is because of those fears, self-doubts. Do you have any suggestions or tips for our listeners about how they can start to work through some of that fear and self-doubt?
You know, I absolutely do. And a lot of times these solutions, you have to know yourself. You have to know how you process information and how you think. And a lot of us, because we're creative, suffer from perfectionitis. And we have to be able to let that go. We can't compare ourselves to other creatives because we're our own unique person. And there can be everything from, you know, fear and anxiety to even burnout from where you're just doing so much that you haven't stopped to care for yourself. And I know as a creative, even I get caught up in churning out material. And I have to be careful. And again, it goes all back to managing your creativity so that you don't end up with a lack of it.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing that I wonder what you think about this, but this is sort of, you know, it's funny because I really love what you do because I mean, I know that what you do is, you know, you help people with their copy, but you also help people with their creativity. And, you know, my very first show was all about creative life. And one of the things I've come to believe is that, you know, the other piece is that people say, well, I can't create because I have fear. And, you know, my thing is, if you didn't do something because you had fear about it, you would have never done anything, right? I mean,
that's
what new thing
right.
in our lives did you try? Did we try that doesn't involve some level of fear?
Absolutely. That is completely 100% linked to a lack of creativity. Because people's fear, it just paralyzes them.
Right.
And they think that they can't, they're not capable or they're not good enough. And, you know, that really makes me almost sad in a way because every creative is unique and we can't compare ourselves to the same person in the same field that might do the same thing. Because even though we might do that, we're not the same. We're not going to produce the same material.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know that what's that? I think it was Wayne Dyer that said, "You know, don't die with the music still inside you." You know,
it's so great.
You know, the price to pay. It's like we can get a little uncomfortable. that's the piece that I think you know that sometimes it's like I really like what you're doing because again, I just think that there's this message out there in the world of like, don't be too uncomfortable. And in order to be creative, in order to really step out and create something new, by definition, we're going to have to stretch a bit.
Absolutely. In order to be at your most creative, at some level, you do have to be uncomfortable and step outside what makes you feel secure. If you don't take a creative risk, you know, how will you ever know what you're capable of?
I wonder too, I mean, you also, I mean, so we're talking about creativity in general, but I want to come back to writing specifically because I know that you, a big part of what you do is you help people, you know, you help people with copy. And I'm really curious because I know a lot of our listeners, you know, have websites of whatever ilk, maybe they're healers or entrepreneurs of some type. And I'm curious for you where you see people get stuck with you know, with copy, with writing about themselves or writing about their business or writing about their passion?
Well, Doug, I find that a lot of people, in my experience, and a lot of my clients suffer from this, is they haven't connected with themselves on an authentic level. They think that they're perceived one way. And when they make those assumptions, it causes them to falter with writing their copy. They think that they have to live up to this, I don't want to say reputation, but for a better lack of a word, that they are somebody that they're not.
Yeah.
They think, for example, I can give you an example. I had one client who wanted her copy to sound very spiritual based and, a little bit of humor. And as I was talking with this client, I noticed that she didn't really know a lot of the terminology associated with her field. And again, I don't specialize in that area, but I know enough to be familiar. Because as a copywriter, you have to wear many hats.
Sure.
You have to be able to get in there and find out what your client does. Well, I found out after a conversation with her that she's actually an atheist and not at all into spirituality or spiritually based healing. And for me, that presented a problem. I said, so you're portraying yourself as one way, but if I was to meet you in person, you would be a very different person.
Yeah.
And I said, because of that, that's why you're struggling with a lack. You're just struggling to write your copy. It's because you need to connect with who you really are. Find your authentic self. So I find that authenticity in my clients often causes troubles for them when writing.
And that's the kind of trouble that where it's good to actually, you know, it's funny, I guess that's another side of the coin. So one side of the coin is a block where, you know, feeling fear or self-doubt doesn't always mean that you're on the wrong track. But sometimes a block could mean that we are on the wrong track, right? That that's actually a message from our body or from our creativity letting us know that we're not on the right track.
Yeah, that's your subconscious calling you out and saying, hey, wait a minute, something is wrong.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Definitely being, that's definitely not that, you know, for that client, I mean, that's going to backfire so badly. I always tell people, you know, it's really important to, you know, that if people meet you in the grocery store, they get the same Doug that they get when they're listening to me here. Because I think we can feel that, we can sense that, right? We know when someone's not being authentic.
Absolutely. And it also relates to transparency because if they don't feel that you are the same person, they're going to pull back. And, you know, that's not how you create a long-lasting relationship.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I've had it's funny because I know, like, I had I've had people want to come on. I've never done an episode with people who, like, talk to ghosts or things like that or supernatural just because I don't – it's not something that I believe in, so it's not something that I would have people on. But in the past, people have I've been approached by people who've had very large followings of that, and they said, "Oh, you'll have, you know, tens of thousands of listeners for it." And, you know, there's great shows about it, but if I did a show about that just to get listeners, it would be terrible because I think people would be able to see right through it.
Absolutely.
I'm really curious too about, you know, I don't know how much the other piece that I really like about what you're sharing. So it's like, you know, when you're saying, for example, there isn't no such thing as writer's block. It's, you know, switch subject matters and then come back. You can always switch over and always come back. You're just focused too much on the same thing. You know, be authentic. Obviously, is a big piece of it. Any other you know, thoughts or ideas for our audience or takeaways about how they can bring more of their creativity into their life on a daily basis?
Well, for me, that relates in two different ways. So first, as we touched on before, let go of your fear and your anxiety and any sort of self-doubt that you have. Be open and receptive to your creativity. Perhaps you're thinking one thing and you say, oh, I can't do that. It's too risky. Well, no, it's not too risky. You just have to push past your anxiety. And the second part of that would be, I know for me, it's when I get into a routine. And when I get into a routine, I can tend to become distracted. So my creativity will not be peaking at that time, because I've been doing the same thing for so long that I'm becoming distracted by something else. For example, I'm a creature of habit, so I tend to go to the same coffee shop to write. Perhaps I just need, you know, some time. And it's comfortable there. It's a nice atmosphere. But then I find myself concentrating on what someone else is doing, what the cashiers are doing, what the barista is doing. And that's when I know that I've been in the same routine for too long. I need to change up my environment so that I ignore these distractions.
What you're describing, I've heard called like pattern interrupt. You know, it's just breaking up the pattern. To break up that, you know, to break up, like you said, that those pathways, you know, where we just get caught up in the same thing, where it's very easy to be creatures of habit, right? It's very comfortable.
Yeah.
I want to make sure, that our time is running short. So I want to make sure that people know how to connect with you. And please tell people a bit about what you do, first of all.
Well, I am a copywriter that creates copy that captures my client's expert voices and generates genuine sales, turning maybes into most definitely. I write persuasive copy that helps my client's prospects get off the proverbial fence so they buy from them or they connect with them. My favorite type of copywriting to do is biographies. And that is mostly because, or even about pages, but because I'm a nosy person. I'll admit that I like to know people. I like to know their story. And I like to know their why. Why do you do what you do? How did you get involved? I want all those nitty-gritty details. And the way that it is, they can connect with me is either through my website at inkwellcopy.com or on Twitter at Autumn M. Tompkins, or they can email me at autumn@inkwellcopy.com.
Autumn Tompkins, thank you so much for joining me today and for sharing your words of wisdom with our listeners. I really appreciate the conversation. I think it's really something that we can all think about as creative people. And like you said, we're, you know, everyone has creativity.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoyed myself.
Thank you. Thanks so much. And thanks to all of you out there. I want to remind you, as always, keep creating. The world needs your gifts. Till next time, this is Doug Foresta at Creating Change.